H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. A probation hearing later today for former President Trump after his New York conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records to pay off porn actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to sources speaking to ABC News.
We are also told that the former president will sit for it virtually from his Mar-a-Lago estate alongside his lead attorney, Todd Blanche. All of this required by the court before the former president is sentenced on July 11th.
ABC's Rachel Scott. On Sunday, Trump was in Las Vegas for his first major rally since the case. Meantime, President Biden returns to Washington after wrapping up his trip to France, marking 80 years since D-Day in Normandy. A hostage rescue mission in Gaza over the weekend. Four were rescued, but Hamas claims at least 274 Palestinians were killed, including dozens of children. Israel insists there were fewer than 100 civilians killed and blames Hamas for using civilians as shields. Israeli War Minister Benny Gantz resigning, claiming there's no plan for when the war will end. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for audits of Milwaukee public schools. That's in addition to the financial audit already underway. This comes after Milwaukee schools failed to turn in financial reports due last September. Now, the state is withholding more than $16 million in aid. Evers' proposed audits would look into the functionality and effectiveness of Milwaukee's public schools. The scandal at Waupun Prison is renewing talks of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too old to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
A big night for Drew Holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, former Milwaukee Bucks Drew Holiday led the Celtics with 26 points and 11 rebounds as Boston beat the Mavericks 105-98. Holiday on playing in the NBA Finals again after winning the title 3 years ago with the Bucks.
That one we're actually down 2-0. A different team, different setting, different year. I think being on this team, the journey to this point has been great, but we still know being up 2-0 means nothing.
Game 3 is Wednesday in Dallas. Golf Ernie Els wins the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting a 12-under par. Steve Stricker finished second. Also in attendance, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the Bucks, Pat Connaughton, NFL quarterback Matt Ryan, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Baseball, the Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee losing to the Tigers yesterday 10-2, but they still have a 6.5 game lead in the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Tune into the show on Monday. We'll listen to some of the timeless classics of Motown and discuss the stories impacting everyday Americans like you and me.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, with scattered thunderstorms at a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's week two of Joe Biden's top 100. We've covered the economy. Next up, education. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Boy, what a weekend, huh? June Dairy Events galore. I hope you got a chance to enjoy it. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, the weather did and did not cooperate depending on where you went and what time of day you attended your dairy function. I was at the Dane County Breakfast on the Farm. Thank you to everybody that muscled through it. Had a little bit of rain, but boy, the turnout was still fantastic. I'll try to share some of the numbers as far as people served, food served at the Dane County Dairy Breakfast a little bit later this morning. Weather-wise, beautiful day on the way today. Enjoy it while you can. Today along the lakeshore, it's actually going to be a little on the cool side, right around 64, the expected high. The rest of us, temperatures around 70, 73 degrees, a little bit of a breeze. Sunshine through the day today. It's going to stay clear. Drying out, thank goodness. But be aware, tomorrow we've got a sliver of a chance of rain in the forecast. Doesn't look measurable, but there is a possibility for some thunderstorms. And then by the time we get to later this week, heat is what we're going to have to talk about. Temperatures suddenly going from the mid-60s today to the lower 80s by the time we get to Thursday. Here's the other good news. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, is back from vacation, so you don't have to listen to me give the forecast anymore. He'll actually bring us his expertise in about 15 minutes.
Rural Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
With the wet weather Wisconsin's had, a lot of farmers concerned about the quality of their crops. Steve Bailey, who is a market manager with Helena Agri in Monroe, says they're ready to help.
So we do have a rig that can spread urea over the top, so we can obviously put any of the dry fertilizer products out there that we would have in our shed. And this year we did get a set of Y drops for our spray rigs. So if a guy needs some potassium, we can go out there with a Nuke O21 product with a potassium product with some sulfur in it, get some nitrogen out there. So we do have multiple options to get out there and get nutrients in the field if we do see that deficiency. Third option we have is Helena has a great lineup of foliar nutrition products. As long as we have enough vegetative tissue out there, usually that's a V5 application or later, we can put some nutrition through the leaf tissue as well.
Steve Bailey, market manager in Monroe with Helena Agri. Find more, helenaagri.com.
The sea of blue corduroy jackets will be back this year at the Alliant Energy Center as the Wisconsin State FFA officers kick off the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Aubrey Schlimgen. In studio, I sat down with Julia Lenz and Parker Litterick, who serve as two of the state vice presidents of the Wisconsin Association this year. They talked to me about their year serving Wisconsin FFA and what is to be expected at the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention.
It's two completely different worlds, from serving in your chapter where you know everyone to serving an association of over 25,000 members. You're meeting someone new every day and meeting people from so many different backgrounds and hearing many different stories. And that's really awesome to constantly be meeting all of these new individuals and learning more about agriculture and learning more about yourself and leadership all along the way.
And coming from when you were in school, you were having to deal with COVID during that time. How has the difference been from being in the classroom, or actually lack thereof being in the classroom due to COVID restrictions, to now being on the opposite end and now we have less COVID restrictions and you're seeing FFA at its full-fledged here? How has that difference been?
It's been quite amazing. So COVID hit my freshman year of high school. That's when the world shut down. So essentially my first full 2 years of high school life was not as we know it today. And therefore, I missed out on many FFA opportunities. So being in this position where I'm able to impact others because they're able to take advantage of all of these different opportunities at the state level has been quite eye-opening, because maybe those were opportunities I wasn't given throughout my time as a high school member. So being able to give back and provide for each of these members what I didn't have is so rewarding.
Yes, I mean, we all experienced such unique and different times during COVID, but now that you've kind of stepped into this role this year, your year is almost done. We mentioned Julia Lenz from the Markeson FFA chapter here with us again in studio. Your year is ending out now. How has your year been? Take us through your year. What was the ups, maybe some of the downs? What did you experience in this role?
This year has been incredibly impactful. Honestly, anytime I get asked this question, I would say it exceeded any potential expectations I had coming into it. I don't think you really truly know what you're getting yourself into until you're in that role of a state officer. And you go through the summer learning what the role is going to be like, what you can expect during the year. But you don't actually know until you're out at a conference or you're at a chapter visit, meeting advisors and members and learning from them and being able to have all of these super amazing conversations that you never expected. And honestly, I don't know if we've hit a low this year. We have had an outstanding year with record numbers, record participation and everything. And it's been really cool to work alongside my 10 teammates to guide this whole entire association on this journey of a lifetime.
Speaking of record-breaking numbers, it sure sounds that there's going to be a lot of record-breaking numbers at the 95th State FFA Wisconsin Convention. And along with that, could you touch on some record-breaking numbers as well with that?
So that is all tentative to come. We'll have to remain on the edge of our seats for the sessions at state convention, but I can confirm that this year our blue legacy jacket is going up from awarding just 10 jackets to now 26. So that means that 26 deserving FFA members will be receiving their very own blue corduroy jacket to send them on the adventure of a lifetime, where they're going to create countless relationships and make countless memories.
26 FFA jackets. Obviously, when you think of FFA, you think of the blue corduroy, but 26 whole jackets, that's more than tripled of the original number. And obviously that comes with probably a good donation from wonderful sponsors. Could you talk a little bit more about why are our sponsors and why is the support there now compared to more recent years, and kind of what is that representing with giving that blue jacket legacy?
So the Blue Jacket Legacy Endowment that is through our state FFA foundation has increased this year, giving us the opportunity to award 10 more jackets to FFA members. So that gives us to the 20 jacket number. Well, then the Zimmerman family, in memory of the late Mark Zimmerman, will be working and donating 6 more jackets in memory of Mark to these deserving FFA members.
Thank you, Julia. It got me tearing up over here now. The legacy of Mark Zimmerman and what he contributed to Wisconsin FFA, that is truly an honor to be a part of that this year with all of you guys. So thank you again, Julia, from the Markeson FFA chapter. And she is the Wisconsin State FFA president. And now we're going to turn over to Parker Litterick. So, Parker, please take us through your journey of finding yourself in the blue jacket and now being a state FFA officer this year.
So I was raised on a small dairy farm right outside of Theresa, and honestly, being able to live on a farm and to see your hard work go into everything firsthand has been the coolest experience. And then my freshman year of high school, I found my place in FFA through competing in leadership development events. So being able to participate in speaking events and being able to work with other members who really just share the same passion and love for agriculture as you has just been such an awesome experience. And it just keeps me coming back to FFA time and time again.
That's such a wonderful backstory, Parker. Thank you so much. So you're from the Lamira FFA chapter. And Lamira, for what I know, is a very, very strong FFA chapter. And it sounds like you also have siblings that kind of follow in the footsteps of you as well. So kind of take us through, what does the blue jacket mean as in legacy when it comes to family? And what has that represented for you?
Being able to be a part of the Lemire FFA chapter has been such an amazing journey. I have two amazing ag teachers, Mr. Robinson and Ms. Peterson, who support my every move. But above all, I'm so grateful for the Lemire FFA because it's given me the opportunity to work with my little sister, Pearson. My little sister, Pearson's currently a senior right now. She's getting ready for graduation, and she's currently serving the chapter as the president. So being able to work with her in FFA, serving on the same officer team in high school, it's just been incredible. And it really shows you that roots in FFA don't just run deep in agriculture, but they run in your families.
I can definitely attest to that as well. I know with family legacies, it's kind of a common thread in FFA, but it is truly such a heartwarming experience to actually be able to see that and be a part of that yourself. So now we're coming up on your end of your year. Can you take us through what has this year been? Did it exceed expectations like Julia Lenz mentioned earlier, or did were there some challenges, some hard times that you weren't really sure you were ready for, but were totally blown away by this year? Take us through your year, Parker.
I've had the unique and incredible opportunity to actually serve an area of the state that I wasn't grown up in. So I've spent most of my year in Southwest Wisconsin serving Section 4, meeting tons of different advisors, students, and members that I've never met before. And it has been an incredible experience. My favorite thing about being able to serve a different section is you really get a different feel on where their passion lies. So in Southwest Wisconsin, working with these students and advisors, they care so deeply about agriculture. And you bet that when a problem happens or career development events come around, they are ready to go and they are ready to help out.
That's fantastic that you were able to be a part of that opportunity, Parker, and I'm sure it exceeded all your expectations as well with that. So kind of take us through, we had Julia talk a little bit about the 95th State FFA Convention and Expo. Parker, could you tell us some more information, some things that we need to know, some things to get excited about, some things to look forward to or keep an eye out on? Take us through what convention, what is in store for this year?
One thing that our team is super excited to display at the upcoming state convention is one of our displays that's celebrating 90 years of the blue corduroy jacket. So this display will be out in the main hall and it'll recognize over 150 different Wisconsin FFA chapters.
If you find yourself at the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention, check it out. Maybe you could find your own chapter in this display. Again, in studio joining me was Julia Lenz and Parker Litterick, two of the Wisconsin State Vice Presidents. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aubrey Schlumgen.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ohio has an August 7th deadline for November's candidate registration. Problem is, Joe Biden wasn't going to be nominated until the Democratic convention beginning August 19th. What's an Ohio legislature to do? Try and stop ballot initiatives, of course. State legislatures routinely pass housekeeping bills to accommodate such discrepancies, but not this year. The legislative majority was spanked by the voters in 2023 after the legislature backed changes to ballot measure rules in August, trying to derail a reproductive rights initiative in November. The Ohio Capital Journal reports that negotiations for the fix began in early May, passing a House committee. Seeing a partisan opportunity, extreme Republican Senate leaders rolled in SB 215, a bill expanding a ban on foreign contributions to ballot measures to include foreign nationals living and working in the U.S. The Associated Press reports that a group funding the November Reproductive Rights Campaign received donations from a legal U.S. resident, Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss. When National Democrats organized a pre-convention online nomination instead, and DeWine berated his fellow Republicans, Senate leadership offered to pass the fix if the foreign funder legislation passed too. In a special legislative session, both the fix and the ban were passed and signed by the governor. Find more on this unnecessary drama at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Mayer. Share on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matinee on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Have a great weekend. Coming up on Monday, meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us to give us a look at the weather for the week ahead.
And then Chad Cornett from Cantilever Studio stops by to talk about some of the interesting work he's involved in.
Weekday mornings 6 till 9. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
That did measure the rain over the weekend, about a third of an inch for most everybody from West Bend to Alto, Burlington, proud to be dry for a little bit. And now everybody looking forward to a drier forecast, and I am one of those. Thanks again for joining us. You know, it's funny, I hear these stories more often than I expected, where people are looking at agriculture as their second act. They've had a professional career. They've decided that retirement really isn't everything that they had hoped for. So they decide they're going to go to a second act. This is the case with a guy named Roger Lemstrom. He's out in Milton Freewater, Oregon. He'd been in the construction business, but a doctor told him at the age of 60, he should find a less demanding line of work. So what did he decide to do? Get into agriculture, specifically turn to winemaking.
I did a couple of internships, and I decided that I need a vineyard. I don't want to work for some 35-year-old guy making $14 an hour cleaning up his messes all day. So I bought a rundown vineyard in Milton Freewater. They were in a panic. They had been on the market for 400 days. I was the one buyer that they were looking for. Out of, you know, all the people that looked at it, it fit my needs, and I happened to have a suitcase full of cash money from the sale of my house.
There you go. His second act, a vineyard. Today, his La Rosco vineyard is producing 400 to 900 cases of wine per year. He's recently been honored with some top awards from the state of Oregon. Now 70 years old, feeling like he's finally getting into his second act. No acts here. Stumach Ag meteorologist fresh off his family trip abroad. Thanks for joining us. Let's talk weather. You're coming back at a perfect time to tell us about dry weather, Stu.
Well, at least get the week started. Yeah, I mean, sunshine, nice temperatures, but I don't want to be that way either, but oh boy, there's a rain chance trying to edge on in. Well, let's look at the setup this week. You know, nobody dumped my rain gauge while I was gone for the entire week. So since a week ago, Sunday afternoon, when I made sure the gauge was empty, I had an inch and a quarter. That's all we had in the week, according to my rain gauge. I know your amounts are different. Things are still wet, a lot of water standing. We need more drying. We've had some. Some crops need another shot of rain. Well, that chance is going to be there. Not today. High pressure around. A pretty nice day. A frontal boundary way off to the north. There is just a little rainfall. And I'm seeing some of that activity up on the northeast tip of Minnesota, Lake Superior, and out in western North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. None of that going to be a major concern. Not going to scream in and really pound us. Excuse me, but I do expect that a frontal system does begin to edge in. And it's that frontal system that on toward late Tuesday or Tuesday night will mean some rain. Later Wednesday night into Thursday, even a little more. So some wet weather a bit later in the week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast.
All right, the Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast. A sunny day today, upper 60s east, lower 70s west, north winds 5 to 10. Still clear overnight in the upper 40s, winds become southwest. But clouds develop Tuesday. A late day shower lasts overnight. Tenth of an inch or two should be about it. In the 70s on Tuesday. And Pam, then low 80s Wednesday. But Wednesday night, Thursday, another round of rain.
Does it look measurable?
That Wednesday night, Thursday could again be another quarter, half inch, I think.
All right. I'm glad you're telling the story, not me. Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compere Financial ag weather update on a Monday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click, but the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. A probation hearing later today for former President Trump after his New York conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records to pay off porn actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to sources speaking to ABC News.
We are also told that the former president will sit for it virtually from his Mar-a-Lago estate alongside his lead attorney, Todd Blanche. All of this required by the court before the former president is sentenced on July 11th.
ABC's Rachel Scott. On Sunday, Trump was in Las Vegas for his first major rally since the case. Meantime, President Biden returns to Washington after wrapping up his trip to France, marking 80 years since D-Day in Normandy. A hostage rescue mission in Gaza over the weekend. Four were rescued, but Hamas claims at least 274 Palestinians were killed, including dozens of children. Israel insists there were fewer than 100 civilians killed and blames Hamas for using civilians as shields. Israeli War Minister Benny Gantz resigning, claiming there's no plan for when the war will end. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for audits of Milwaukee public schools. That's in addition to the financial audit already underway. This comes after Milwaukee schools failed to turn in financial reports due last September. Now, the state is withholding more than $16 million in aid. Evers proposed audits would look into the functionality and effectiveness of Milwaukee's public schools. The scandal at Waupun Prison is renewing talks of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too old to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
A big night for Drew Holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, former Milwaukee Bucks Drew Holiday led the Celtics with 26 points and 11 rebounds as Boston beat the Mavericks 105-98. Holiday on playing in the NBA Finals again after winning the title 3 years ago with the Bucks.
That one we're actually down to a different team, different setting, different year. I think being on this team, the journey to this point has been great, but we still know being up 2-0 means nothing.
Game 3 is Wednesday in Dallas. Golf Ernie Els wins the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting a 12-under par. Steve Stricker finished second. Also in attendance, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the Bucks Pat Connaughton, NFL quarterback Matt Ryan, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Baseball, the Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee losing to the Tigers yesterday 10-2, but they still have a 6.5 game lead in the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Joe Zepecki here to talk about Project 2025, two women on the opposite side of the abortion issue, and a way to make flying a little more enjoyable. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, with scattered thunderstorms at a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Port with Pam Yonke.
Beautiful weather on the way for a Monday. We'll look for daytime highs today, right around 70 degrees, maybe 73 in La Crosse, a little cooler along the lakeshore, 64. The good news is it's going to bring us sunshine and dry weather. That's exactly what the folks wanted this past weekend for all the June dairy celebrations that took place. I took a look at some of the social media feeds. Sauk County Breakfast on the Farm, Rock County Breakfast on the Farm, had the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, and I was at the Dane County Breakfast on the Farm. And I'll tell you what, despite the rain, people showed up. I was talking with organizers, and they said on Saturday morning for the Dane County Breakfast on the Farm, they served more than 1,200 dozen eggs, 15 to 18,000 pancakes, 700 pounds of sausage from Jones Sausage, 6,000 containers of milk, 60 gallons of coffee, 400 containers of yogurt from Yodelay, 150 gallons of ice cream from the chocolate shop, 130 pounds of shredded cheese from Grande Cheese, and more than 10,000 cheese samples from Organic Valley and Belgioso. A lot of that food locally donated by those agribusinesses to make that dairy breakfast at the Dane County location, Blue Star Dairy, a success. I'm Pam Yonke, really glad you're along with us on the Midwest Farm Report. Stick around, we're going to talk more about June dairy events and why it's so important, not only for the consumers that come out to these dairy farms and dairy events, but for the dairy farms that host them, keeping that sense of community. Today, more than ever, every dairy farm in Wisconsin is different. It's not just about size. It's maybe about the family makeup. How many employees? The Dane County Dairy Breakfast we were at on Saturday, Blue Star Dairy, they've got 47 employees running that dairy operation. How many businesses do you know that have 47 employees? So we need to treat each of these dairies a little bit uniquely. We're going to talk about that with Lisa Schlintz. She's not only a dairy farmer herself outside of La Crosse, she is also the farmer relations coordinator for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're going to talk a little bit more about that dairy community and what June Dairy Month does for us all. That's coming up. So today is the 10th day of June. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded. Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith came together to help battle alcoholism. Today, Alcoholics Anonymous is active in countries around the world, but it started on this day, 1935. Happy birthday to actress, model Elizabeth Hurley, 59 years young. And now you know as well as I do that it has been doggone tough to try to get any field work done this spring with all the wet weather. But then add in insufficient tires, and boy, it becomes just about impossible. There was a time right after the pandemic where trying to get your hands on big tractor tires, the ones that we use on the back of the tractors, or wagon wheels, or any special wheel you needed for agriculture, it was just about impossible to be able to get them, to be able to get them quickly. Well, things are changing. That's according to this update from Charity Seebecker.
Behind every successful planting season lies a network of dedicated farmers.
Yet among these fields and rolling landscapes, a crucial element often overlooked is the tire industry, the unsung hero supporting every tractor across the countryside. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Kevin Beyer is the commercial farm advisor at Sherrill Tire and Service. He says there's a glimmer of hope on the horizon as supply chains show some signs of improvement for tires.
The supply chain is increased. It's much better than what it was before. There still are some particular tires that there might be a deficit or a shortage, or they might not be being produced for a month or two. But all in all, considering where we were, it's much better now.
So then speaking of that, it does kind of vary by style or type you've noticed. Can you take me through what ones are maybe harder to come by or which ones, we've stocked up so we're ready no matter what?
Some of the implement heavier duty, implement high flotation, there's been a shortage of it. We're waiting on some that are going to be produced in June here, middle of the month. But other than that, we've been in pretty good shape.
And how are pricing? How does that look like for tire prices?
Ever since COVID, prices have been through the roof. I would have to say they're additional 30-40% more than what they used to be. There's a lot of factors that play into that, of course, but inflation and cost of labor, rubber is another issue too, which has driven the prices of the tires way up.
So I've got my tires. I'm ready to hit the field. Do you have any best practices that can help farmers really make sure that they're operating at their best to make the most out of those tires since the pricing is getting higher?
First things first, make sure you check all your air pressures. Make sure your equipment's ready to go. Double check your fields. We get a lot of times where people stick a antler shed through a tire, and that's very detrimental to what you're trying to get done. So make sure your equipment's ready to go before you actually start. Farmers tend to want to finish what they're doing instead of stopping when they have a problem. Stop before you make the problem bigger. Let's get it fixed, get you rolling again, and get you back in the field instead of running it until the tire is either no good or spun off the rim or something like that.
And so speaking of that, then, what do you mostly get calls about during the planting season?
During the planting season, a lot of times, like I said, you get antler sheds in the tires. A lot of times they're trying to hurry up and get planting done before rain's coming. So say there is a low tire, they'll just keep on driving it, and then you end up wrecking the tire. So I know it's not conducive to, or you want to continue to plant, but stop. It'll make your life easier in the long run if you get the tire repaired before you end up wrecking it.
And then tell me about how you guys can respond to help with that. They've got that flat, or they need your support, just your labor force, just how you guys can go and help kind of get them back on their feet like they need to be.
We do everything in our power to make sure we get everybody taken care of. We have plenty of service trucks, we have plenty of service guys to take care of things. Just by all means, give us a call and we'll get it taken care of for you one way or another.
That was Kevin Beyer, the commercial farm advisor at Sherrill Tire and Service, along with us. Don't forget that there might be some incentives from manufacturers as well, such as rebates for you to take advantage of. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Welcome back as we continue our specialty crop series with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. This week, we'll take you to a field with an unmistakable fragrance, lavender. At Lavender Near Me in Whitewater, Amy Curtis and her family grow 5 culinary varieties. She says the farm's week-long U-Pick event, starting June 15th, draws about 1,000 people.
We have a lot of people that come up from Chicago. They love the experience. I think probably being in the concrete jungle and being surrounded by the building and just being able to be up here. A lot of them have homes on the lake and are just really trying to get in touch with nature and love, especially the farm to table. That's obviously been a huge growth for all of the food industry, but people like to see where their food is coming from.
Amy Curtis from Lavender Near Me in Whitewater. Learn more about how to add value to your farm by inviting the public for an agricultural experience at gowiagtourism.com.
So if you depend on hay, alfalfa, something like that, it's part of your feedstuff program, or maybe you're a commercial producer, whatever it is, don't forget tomorrow night at 6:30, they are holding a special listening session to find out what farmers would like to see for crop insurance on alfalfa, the Forage Revenue Crop Insurance Listening Session. It's just the first step in possibly getting some risk management tools available to our hay and alfalfa producers. 6:30 tomorrow night, if you want to get the link and register, we've got it up at MidwestFarmReport.com. All right, markets on a Monday morning. What can I say? A little bit mixed in Chicago right now. Our December corn currently a penny stronger at 4.68. November soybeans down three right now at 11.54 3/4. July wheat, that's down 2.5 right now, 6.25 a bushel. On Friday in Chicago, both barrel and block cheese were unchanged. The AA butter, that gained 4.25 cents. Closed the week 3.09 1/4 per pound on butter. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning, up a nickel, 20.01. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 8 cents stronger, 20.34 a hundredweight. As you heard earlier, today is the beginning of the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention. They'll kick off their day of service this morning. FFA chapters from across the state coming in early so they can spend a little time with the Dane County Park System, as well as building beds for Sleep in Heavenly Peace, a project that helps provide bunk beds for families and kids that have no beds. Our summer intern, Aubrey Schlimden, is going to be tagging along with all of those FFA activities and keeping you up to date through the week. My best suggestion is follow Midwest Farm Report or Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. She'll be posting pictures, videos, and keeping you up to speed on all the details from the Blue and Gold Gathering, the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention, commencing today with their day of service. Up next, dairy farmers celebrating June Dairy Month. We're talking about it with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome up-and-coming singer-songwriter Katie Scullin, who performs live in studio. And I'm joined by Civic Media News Director and comedy enthusiast Terry Bell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tomorrow afternoon, I'm Pam Yonke. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Monday morning. This is the Midwest Farm Report. You know, we're celebrating June Dairy Month all month long in various ways across the state. Some dairy farms have come together and invited the general public out to enjoy their farm. Dairy breakfast, of course, part of the menu. and a lot of dairy education that goes on. Liza Schlintz can tell you all about it. She's not only a hardworking dairy farm woman herself, she is also the farmer relations coordinator for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And I got a chance to catch up with her. She is crisscrossing the state trying to act as support for a lot of our June dairy events. And she said, really, it's not just about educating the consumer public about what goes on in day-to-day life on the dairy farm. It's also about continuing to build community for the dairy farms we have.
Wisconsin's dairy industry is incredibly diverse, and that's one of the things that we get to celebrate in the month of June. We originally founded June Dairy Month as a reason to celebrate the large and super nutritious volume of milk that is coming from our Wisconsin's dairy farms. And at this point, there are well over 5,000 of us to celebrate. So every farm looks different, every operation looks different, and every family looks different. And you cannot tell that by driving past a farm or maybe talking to one or two farmers. To really get a taste of what the dairy industry is all about, you have to visit so many different farms, so many different operations, and June Dairy Month really gives us the opportunity for each county via our local county dairy promotions groups, which works tirelessly within their own communities, to share what makes that specific county and that specific farm unique. So most of these breakfasts move around every year to a different operation with a different family that has a different story to tell. We all farm differently, and the consumer absolutely needs to hear all of those different messages, all of that passion that each of these farm families are putting in their own individual ways. But collectively, June Dairy Month is celebrating all of the things that make us the same. All the care we put in for our land, for our communities, for our families and animals, that consistent positive message is one that our consumers are really craving from us.
You know, and Liza, I love the way you started the conversation. You're a 60-cow dairy. I grew up on a 40-cow dairy. And yet, driving by, you would never know the difference. You can't count cows from your dashboard. So that's the other thing about people making decisions. The little red barns are not necessarily what you're seeing a lot of, but despite the fact that barns may be bigger, the family element, the family ownership is still the staple of Wisconsin dairy.
Absolutely. We want our farms to be long-term sustainable, both economically and for the environment. In order for farms to now grow and change to become more modern, we certainly need those farm families to all become involved on one singular operation so that we can have good cow comfort options. And so we can celebrate, again, the different diverse ways that each individual operation chooses to have the best way possible for that one individual family. One farm has the ability to support many families within their community now, and that's something that we all certainly can celebrate. 95% of our farms in Wisconsin are family-owned. That is a huge statistic that I think that we absolutely should celebrate as much and as often as possible. You cannot tell the family structure by driving by and looking at the size of the barn.
You know, that's exactly right. Liza Schlintz is along with us, farm relations manager with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and a dairy farmer herself. Now let's talk a little bit about why it's important that dairy farmers stay connected to one another and stand together during June Dairy Month. We know that economically things can be challenging on any farm, every farm at a given time, but just making sure that they continue to share their messages, their stories with one another and consumers, that's an incredibly important message during June Dairy Month and year round.
Of course. So we as farmers get into this industry because we're passionate about what makes us unique, what makes our farms unique. We all have a why. We all have a how. Consumers need both the why and the how. They want to know how we farm because they don't have grandparents who maybe used to farm anymore. They don't have the opportunity to be on a farm every day. So as farmers, we often get stuck in the what makes us different. when in reality, there are so many things that make us the same. It's the passion. It's that care. It's going back to what makes our industry something that draws people back into it for generations and generations. And as our farms change and as farms maybe consolidate or look different to the outside community, it's really important for us to reach out to farmers that are in your network or in your neighborhood. They might not be next door anymore. So we have to sort of change the way that we communicate with our farm community so that we can remember what brings us together and what makes us the same.
Absolutely. Liza Schlintz, our guest this morning. She is not only a dairy farmer herself in Western Wisconsin, she is also the Farmer Relations Coordinator for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. If you want to find a dairy event near you, we've got plenty left to choose from. Go to wisconsindairy.org. You'll see a complete list. Even if you're traveling the state, you'll be able to find an event that you can enjoy. And when you're there, while you're enjoying, remember, keep your eyes open to the dairy dynamics of the families that make Wisconsin such a great place to celebrate June Dairy Month. Liza Schlintz along with us from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Again, their website, wisconsindairy.org. Catch up with you tomorrow morning. John Heimberg, Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing, our guest.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Bio and Agro-Defense Facility marks its first year of operation. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The dedication ceremony was just over a year ago for the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas. Communications Director Katie Pulaski says the staff and facility are steadily gearing up operations to protect the U.S. food supply, the ag economy, and public health from the consequences of animal diseases.
Protecting livestock and agricultural interests also protects our economy. Agriculture, food, and food processing contribute more than $1.1 trillion to the U.S. economy's gross domestic product per year. And 10% of jobs, or about 20 million, have some tie to agriculture. So it's just so important that we have the capability to conduct this research, develop vaccines and antivirals, and provide diagnostic and training capabilities to protect the nation from these diseases.
Pulaski says threats to humans from animal diseases are real.
So MBAP is really a critical component of USDA's priority to make sure that our nation's farms and fields continue to be a safe place and continue to be a place where we can grow our economy and have everything we need to be the great country that we are.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for a statewide tour with our friend Jane Matinair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big wins for the far right in the European Union. Major gains in parliamentary seats. In fact, so many that French President Emmanuel Macron has called for snap